love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is still the automatically deleted husband, still remaining really concerned about what's going on with the woman I love and my family and so forth. I am concerned, and right now I don't know what to do about it. Today is my dad's 101st birthday. We didn't have much of a celebration for obvious reasons. but you know, in a way, I have but much relationship with him right now as I have with my own wife, and it's horrible. But there's still hope with my wife. My hand still reaches out to her because I love her. And, you know, there's that obedience to Christ thing, which apparently is not legal in North Carolina. Have you noticed? I was thinking about it. You may recall I represented the U.S. Taxpayers Party at the time, then later the Constitution Party, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I went up there to represent them, represent North Carolina at one of their conventions. And there was a speaker there who talked about the upcoming Y2K event. And what was so fascinating about him, he didn't talk about, oh, the world's coming to an end. He talked about the reaction. It's what could possibly happen. Not because of the technology issues, because there wasn't really any. The issues were minor, and of course I was belittled for pointing that out, but the issues were the reaction. And, you know, that was kind of a turning point for me when it was kind of like, you might have thought about that, but oh, now that's clear. And, you know, obviously we have the events, you know, the most notable would be 9/11. But then, you know, there was the, well, I mean, we remember the incubator babies that got us into the Iraq War, which is before this, or the, there was a number of people who've done a lot of documentaries and so forth on, like, the events of... Seattle, Washington, so many years ago, where all sorts of violence occurs, or the similar one in Canada, where a whole bunch of violence occurred as provocateurs. I mean, this was documented. One, especially in Canada, it was kind of like, yeah, those were cops causing the violence in order to stir up the crowd. And of course, there is the fairly well documented the events around in Ukraine, where they actually had a sniper shooting at people at both sides in order to stir up the crowd. That's the norm. That's the way these things work. Then of course, the more recent thing was the things like the pallets of bricks that would show up for the Antifa riots. It's kind of like, why would, you know, and they use those bricks to smash windows. I've seen now some of it, some of the evidence for the events that happened yesterday or 2 days ago in Washington, D.C., where indeed there were provocateurs, it's fascinating. And then, of course, I did see, you know, especially Al Jazeera. I'm really fascinated with Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is probably an international version of CNN. The distortion is so blatant, it's ridiculous. But they present it so well. RT does the same thing. I've seen RT America, especially. The distortion is just... And the guy who pointed out, well, there's some fallacy here, they belittled him. I've seen this before when people point out some of the fallacies about COVID-19 or some of the other events. When you point out the fallacy, you get belittled because you're not part of the narrative. And I've really done a lot of study on this because it's one thing to see this in the political world. You can see this in the business world too. Our product's better than yours. There's a lot of that's done. You need this. It's, you know, the pharmacological industry is really used this to the max. And, you know, the healthcare industry, which, you know, is a sick care industry, but that's another issue. But you can see this. But that's the world. When you're a follower of Christ, you have a different standard, or you should have a different standard. You have a standard of the truth. You know, Jesus Christ, who is the truth. He is the embodiment of truth, and that's what we're called to follow. And when you use the exact same techniques that the world uses to say, no, we can't have this, so we have our narrative, we will silence or belittle any opposing view. I don't think Jim Cross could have a good relationship with Mormons like I do. Because I treat him as human beings created in the image of God. He doesn't treat me that way. Nor does my wife. And boy, does that hurt. But I'm going to continue to seek reconciliation because I am a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and I have no other option. If you follow the world, you have options. If you follow the Lord, you don't. I only know of one of us who is pursuing reconciliation. I welcome others to come to the table. I'm not giving up. You know that. My lady, I love you.